Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. Does anti-America understand the vote against the BLP is a vote for the DLP? So he is talking folly. And this is certainly nothing unusual for him. At this juncture in Barbados history, we do not need third parties whose sole existence is about preventing a particular person from becoming the prime minister of this country. We have seen the demolition and destruction of a people under government whose sole aim at the time was to remove Orrin Hatta from being prime minister of this country, who were void of any real significant ideas on how to move the country forward. The island does not need a new wave of thinkers. It needs a person like Mia Motley who is passionate and who understands that people come first. Another caller says, labor pains. I have to remember that one. It was stolen, sir, from the playbook of the Unity Labor Party in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And I think that one of their things was the sweetness of labor pains. That was where it was. Another one says, good morning, Mr. Peter Wakeham. Do you feel these things are happening now? Are so-called lower schools happens to Queens, St. Michael's, etc.? Why no one hears about it on the airwaves like they do with the others? I think it is quite biased. Well, suffice to say, these things happen at all the schools, but there are some challenges with the newer secondary schools that maybe we can speak about sometime a bit more extensively. But for now, we'll go back to the calls and we say good afternoon and welcome to the first caller in the post-lunch session. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear you.
Nice to hear you too. Peter, I'm concerned about how far, in fact, every year the government, heads of government go into this big meeting and we're not getting any feedback from what they're saying and what they're doing going to these big heads of government meeting. But right now, I am very concerned which part CSME reach, how far part CSME reach, and I am concerned about Venezuela. I want to know if they are not part of the CSME, because right about now, Venezuela is in a very serious situation. We're not hearing nothing about Venezuela or what's going on in Venezuela with crime and everything else. I remember before Chavez government, there was another government. I had a lot of contact with Venezuela because the ambassador was my good friend, very, very, very good friend. And I had a lot of contact with Venezuelan, but now I can't hear anything about Venezuela. But I could see little clips of things that happening in Venezuela, which is very terrible. And I want to know what the heads of government is saying. Another thing, Peter, you went to Grenada, and I hear you say anything much about Grenada more than just you talk about the election with Keith and them, and who will win, who you expecting will win. I hear you tell you say anything about the country, how the country is going, and what we expect after the election coming up, and with the other parties and them. So maybe you could give me an insight of that later on if you have time. And maybe you could tell me something about Venezuela, which I'm very concerned. Peter, years ago, my daughter was a teacher at a certain school, right? And she came home one evening and she told me like this, Mommy, after this month, I wouldn't be going back and teach. I say, yeah? Why? She said, I am not going back and teach. You are my mother, and I know you. For what I sit and hear, the parents of these children is saying, I know you would not sit back as a parent, as a mother, and see anybody unfair your child as a teacher. So I am going to pull myself out of the teaching profession. And that when she told me that month, she never went back into school. She said it like that to me. The parents of those children, they haven't got no respect for teachers, and they're planning to beat teachers if they hit children, and all, I would not stay in this profession because I know you're not going to stand up and let anybody beat your child. That's it. And she left.
All right. You said a couple of things, and I just want to give a quick response to a couple of them, to what you said. The CSME, I sure you're concerned about the direction of CSME, and I think for some time we've all felt that since the enthusiasm of the 1990s with the single market and economy being established, that came almost out of nowhere. There was a fervent period of activity, and since then we've seen very little to remind us that the Caribbean single market and economy is alive and well. Certainly the Shanique Myrie case perhaps put front and center issues of single market and economy back on the table, but sadly there has not been a whole lot else that's been going on. Venezuela, however, is not part of the single market and economy. Venezuela does have good relations with individual countries, but a big part of the challenge is that when countries look towards the ALBA and also towards Venezuela for increasing assistance, it means that you take it out of the whole CARICOM family, because fundamentally the CARICOM family would not include Venezuela for obvious reasons. They're having their own problems now, but the relationship with Venezuela and several other countries is still strong. You saw it during the hurricanes, where Venezuela was first on the ground in Dominica. Venezuela has responded and continues to respond with humanitarian assistance in many ways. The other point that you mentioned require a bit more conversation. Grenada, I can't tell you of Grenada quickly. Suffice to say, I think that the economy is doing better than it was before, and things seem to have been improving all around. Things seem to be improving. There's a bit of development going on, hotel developments and so on. But there are people there who feel it's not happening quickly enough. So I'm going to pick up those two and respond to those. I hope that maybe next time you call, we can chat more about some of the other issues. Thanks a lot for calling, ma'am. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 14 minutes past the hour of 12. Remember, we take a break for the latest at 12:30. Good afternoon and welcome.
Bless you. Good afternoon to you, Peter. How are
good
you doing?
Sir. I'm good. So?
Yes. Before I make my contribution for today, I just want to make a call to the sanitation authority. I know that they are under pressure, and I know that they are struggling, but this is now a little over 2 weeks that our garbage here in Edie's Village Christ Church have not been collected. And where I live, I have four of the largest cans. They are full to capacity, and there are feed bags full to capacity propped on the leaning up on the cans, so you will understand what I'm saying. Sometimes you have the well dogs giving trouble, more and I have to get up and I have to remove garbage. Sometimes there's an area where I burn, but you know you cannot burn indiscriminately. Mm-hmm. So you have to separate the bottles and the cans, which I will only burn the paper sometimes, only do that when the neighborhood is quiet. So I am just pleading on this side. I know that it is a problem that we have been facing for a long period of time. But I can speak from where I live. The garbage is piling up, and that is not a norm because we have some guys who go beyond duty. And sometimes I ask them when I don't see them a week or a week off. There's problem that they go in. Sometimes they don't get a truck to use, and it is pressure. And I sympathize with them, but at the same time, we cannot allow our streets to be overfilled with garbage like that, Peter. So I just want to make that call.
Okay, all right. Point noted. Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Another point?
Thank you very much. Now, when we look, we got to look at the politics again, making a close look at the politics again. And have you done a poll yet, Peter? No.
No. Not one that I can talk about.
So when won't you?
I don't know. I haven't had discussion. The Nation normally commissions polls. I haven't had conversations with them about when one is due. Last time around, Barbados Today also commissioned one. They have also not yet expressed interest in it. The question I have, though, sir, do you believe that a poll will tell you anything you don't know?
The poll will not tell me anything that you don't know, but I can tell you something, that your poll is something of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we are debating, and as I said, you are at the center of debate regularly. Because they have persons who come and they like to talk to me and they like to talk politics, especially knowing that I'm a person who lambastes the Democratic Labour Party and they know that I like the Barbados Labour Party over the Democratic, and everybody knows that. But to make a long story short, they single out you in particular because, yes, because at the time that you made a poll in 2013 and because of certain things, and I for one, think that your poll was still correct, but what happened in the last going down of the 2013 election, that will take a whole year to talk about, Peter, and you and I know that.
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm saying is that your poll is still recognized and is still valued to a lot of people out here.
I hope that somebody commissions one soon.
Pardon?
I hope that someone will commission one soon. Sir, I just got a message from Addison Cherry. He's saying that if you give Jose and Jose a call and you get 10 or 15 people, they'll be happy to do the collection for $25 per house. So, of course, this is a private contractor, so you need to pay. But if the garbage situation gets out of hand, 10 or 15 people, then he'll be happy to do the collection at $25 a house. Okay? All right, sir. Thanks a lot for calling. Good chatting with you. Remember, we have to move fairly briskly because we're
no
15
problem,
minutes past.
No problem. I didn't mind waiting. I waited long, but I understand.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm not so good,
good
but I'm still here in Jesus' name.
Okay.
I called to give you two my condolences about your cousin.
Okay,
she
thank
was
you,
my friend.
Ma'am. Yeah.
That thing hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would be able to make it, but this is Betty Richards Downs.
Okay.
You remember me?
I don't think so, ma'am, but I'm sure if I saw you, I would.
Yes, because I used to call you all the time.
Okay, and thank you for the offer of condolences.
Yes,
it was indeed
right.
an
that
unfortunate
right.
situation.
Betty Richards Downs, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, ma'am?
How are you keeping?
I'm doing well, ma'am. I'm doing
yes,
okay.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I am calling to say
mm-hmm.
all over the world is confusion. The Bible don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
You days of confusion, lies, and I get a lot of lifestyle on here where I went through a lot in my life. But nobody can't have things with me because I believe in God and everything the Bible says is true. The Bible don't lie. And I am saying too, I believe that the days is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so, and I will be happy if that happens.
You'll be happy if it happens?
I will be happy
okay.
because I am Courtney Richard's
mm-hmm.
daughter, and my father was a DS.
Sorry, ma'am? Okay, all right. I think that we lost that call, ma'am. I'm hoping that you get the telephone system working so that we can speak more extensively. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. Good afternoon, I'm sorry. Good afternoon. 20 minutes past the hour of 11, 434-1790. Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air, 434-1790. Good afternoon. Okay, let's try the next caller, 434-1790. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
A couple of quick questions, because I find that you're answering questions today. So I would like you to answer two questions. But before those two, I would like to ask your permission. Can I ask two questions to Mr. Commissar? That you could call in at any time and answer them for me.
Feel free.
One is to deal with America.
Mm-hmm.
What I heard him on the air a couple of days ago, the gentleman asked a question dealing with Giuliani, and mm-hmm. he was very short in his answer. And I would like to know, I would like to hear him, of what he think about, let's say, 1996 to 2067. I would like to hear what he think about the strict, the powers that was given to the police during that time. That is one to Mr. Commissar. The second one to Mr. Commissar is, I would like to find out from him, which worries him the most out of powers given to Barbadian policemen and wiretapping?
Mm-hmm.
You got those two?
I hear it. Which are you more concerned about, powers given to Barbadian
which
policemen or wiretapping?
The most. Okay. Which worries him the most?
Which worries you the most?
Let me get to that. I want you to understand what I asked clear, so I can repeat it. Which worry him the most?
I heard you.
Powers given to Barbadian policemen.
So I heard you.
Okay.
And I'm asking you, which worries you the most?
Tapping.
Oh, the tapping worries
well,
you the
tapping.
Most.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, fair
okay.
enough.
And the final one, I don't know if this will be to him, before I get to yours.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to find out.
Well, I got one for me coming?
I got one for
well,
you.
Well, can I ask them quick because it's 22 past 12, so.
I ain't taking any time late.
Let me get going.
My short. The other one to him is, I would like to find out if the lawyers representing the stateless person, Garcia, if they got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Now yours.
Mm-hmm.
Those three belong to him. Yours now. The last time he was on, I heard you say that someone is giving the impression that you're being paid to go after Miss Eastman.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask you a question. If you're not paid, why are you picking on her the way you
I pick on her?
Sorry?
You find I'm picking on her?
Mr.
I'm not aware that I was picking on her.
If you listen to me right, you heard I say it was in Tom Long. Something is wrong. I don't know what it is.
As far as you're concerned.
You say you don't get paid. So if you don't get paid, listening to you where this lady is concerned, I understand yours with the Prime Minister because, you know, I was one of those dear loving people. I was a them. So well, I can understand
That's pretty clear. It sounds to me like you have a partiality to the UPP too.
Okay. No, you don't mind what I got. What I said, I know why you don't like the Prime Minister.
Sir, listen, this conversation is becoming boring. Right?
It's
I don't really
you.
Know that it's going to interest anybody out there to hear you ask these questions and for me to either answer them or not answer them. My interest in the UPP last week was mentioned because the goodly lady of whom we speak attacked me in a public domain and she suggested that I was on the take from the Barbados Labour Party and I was being paid or sent by Mia Motley to attack her. Nothing could be further from the truth, and I felt it necessary. Excuse me, sir. I felt it necessary to make that point. I am an analyst. I work around the region as an analyst, and from time to time, I am called upon to pronounce on political scenarios. We had one in Antigua and Barbuda, where a new party called the DNA, that's led by one Messiah, was launched, and I was asked to give my opinion of the fortunes of that organization. I was asked the same thing about the myriad of third parties. Sir, my general belief is, based on data, that there is nothing that we can expect in terms of a victory from either the DNA in Antigua or the UPP or Solutions Barbados or any of them. Those parties do not have a reasonable expectation of election, and it is my humble opinion that they were obviously formed with a different reason and a different intention, and all I've done is said it. If it is that supporters of those parties are offended by what I'm saying, then tough. Because it will be the first time that a politician was offended by my analysis, and it's not going to be the last, sir. And I think that is the last of this conversation with you, and let's move on and see if we can find someone else to have enlightened conversations with. Good morning, good afternoon, sir, and all the best. Good afternoon and welcome. Okay, we take a few break, a few calls, and then when we come back, we go to the latest, and then we'll be back with the program in about 10 minutes. Do stay with us.
You could go from juggling utility bills to counting $4,350,000 bills if you win tonight's whopping Super Lotto jackpot. The draw is tonight, Tuesday, February 13th, so get your Super Lotto tickets now for your chance to win big.
Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. The only email I received for the morning comes from a gentleman, and he says, Peter, my take is that elections have not been called as the DLP owes Saul a pound of flesh. And the old terminal is that pound of flesh, and the sale has been either delayed or blocked. And I want to thank you, sir, for that contribution. As I said, it's the only email they receive for the entire morning. I do have lots of WhatsApp messages, though, and I'll read a couple of them for you before we go back to the phones. Peter, I have a son who goes to St. Leonard's, and I am one who believes you should have more security guards at schools, and I like the idea of metal detectors. What can I say about St. Leonard's? Is that there are too many open areas for children to get out of the school, and the school is quite large. The walls are their escape area, and it is not secure. I'm sorry, ma'am, but I thought that St. Leonard's was a school and not a prison. So I unfortunately can't agree with you. I wonder whether schools should need walls in the first place. Another WhatsApper says, Peter, are people who are attacking Ms. Motley being paid just asking for a friend? Peter, I'm so tired of these clowns trying to defend the indefensible. It seems that they're void of all common sense. Perhaps you should drop that call and let that person call up in the pain. Peter, the caller may want to know which is more worrisome between the new police powers and wiretapping. As someone whose phones have been wiretapped as far as 2007, even with the ability for eavesdropping, measures can be taken to have privacy. Just imagine, while taking a shower, a search with no warning is being executed at your residential dwelling. Think about it. It's rather unfortunate what some people could be so blinded by political bias. Can't imagine having a police execute a warrant when I'm in the shower. Interesting. This is Dr. Brastax. Good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon and welcome. Okay, let's see if we can get another call. Good afternoon and welcome, Dr. Brastax. We have about three or four calls on the lane. Let's see if we can get one of them. Good afternoon and welcome. Okay, let's try this again. Good afternoon and welcome. Caller on lane 10. Are you there? Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. We're not hearing anyone on the air. Okay, so just read a few more of these WhatsApp messages. Peter, good afternoon. Do you have any idea what's going on with the traffic lights at Hines Hill? They think it is very dangerous. But Peter, do have a good evening. Peter, people anywhere in the world can afford a lawyer. Maybe Art might want to think about that. Sorry, Anti-America might want to think about that point. All right. Let's see if you have another call coming through, if you'd be able to get this one. And say good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Peter?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
I haven't heard this voice in a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you listen to the Sunday program?
I did not, know, sir. I wasn't able to.
Yeah, it was excellent. Absolutely excellent. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Ms. Margaret Gill.
Okay.
Also, Mr. Charles Morris for their contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And the exclamation by Mr. Corelli. He said that some of these things sound like anti-terrorism legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly when he said that, and then Mr. Charles Morris actually came in, and he read a quote from Adolf Hitler. You take away things, people's rights imperceptibly. So he actually enslaved themselves. Because anyone now can go to the African News, Sunday Nation newspaper for June 16, 2002, page 10A, Mr. Holder. He has to hold this article in Terror Pack. He identifies the extraordinary powers which George W. Bush brought in after September 11th,
right,
are the same as Adolf Hitler. So mm-hmm. Mr. Charles Morris made the connection. I've always pointed out the fact that Mr. Holder has stated that was Adolf Hitler's tactic. And because of the Reichstag fire. See, the Europeans, Mr. Holder, myself, and all historians know something.
Mm-hmm.
The Europeans have a tactic. They inflict wounds upon themselves in order to get public sympathy and order to bring in new laws, and also in order to attack other people. And it is actually, remember during Adolf Hitler's time, there was a carpenter who tried to assassinate a bomb. Remember that episode?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, the people in Germany also knew this because there was a sentiment. This is actually in the BBC archives. Some of the people in Germany were wondering two things. One, was this carpenter for real? Did he really try to assassinate Adolf Hitler? Or was he a Nazi stooge? The second sentiment, was he a Nazi stooge? I mean, was he doing this for Nazis so they can gain sympathy? And it is no wonder that we have a problem here in the United States with about Russians being infiltrated in the U.S. system. Because Mr. Glasnow also said this thing about putting Guantanamo Bay is actually a Russian technique. And that was stated clearly by a former Russian agent.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. All right, we're going to have to run. Let's see if we can get another call or two in because we are actually looking at the 49 minutes past the hour of 12. So let's see if we can get another one in or two. Down to Brastax, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Yes, sir.
Sometime Marsh, I think she is, mm-hmm. was saying that the scanners at schools
mm-hmm.
would somehow think thought about criminals in the schools. What happened to scanners at airports, mm-hmm. at seaports, and other places? When they go through the scanner at the airport, Grant Adams, am I determined to be a criminal? I think that right there.
You have a problem. You have a problem, though, if you are not understanding the security considerations and the differences between a school and an airport.
I ain't got a problem.
You do appreciate it. You do appreciate that it's different.
No, okay, that's quite quick. I know you're in a hurry. The other thing is that I know that happens a lot in Canada. Look, I'm putting scanners at schools to stop this nonsense from going on. However,
so you're gonna put, maybe we should put scanners on the buses too.
Crime in school don't seem to be on the.
So we put scanners on the buses too.
Crime in school don't seem to be on the surge.
Sir,
are you going to use the?
Are we going to put scanners on the buses too? The school buses.
Let me fight first. Now. Are you going to cordon off the schools? Are you going to have a curfew at the schools where there's crime being, where the most crime don't seem to be in the areas every day? Something in schools. Are you going to have a curfew in the schools? Are you going to cordon off the schools? I leave that with you. Have a good day.
All right. I think the idea of cordoning off and having curfews at schools is as ridiculous as having scanners, quite frankly, when you think about it, because, yeah, that's my perspective. Anyhow, down to brass tacks, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. Can you listen to the phone and not listen to your radio, please?
Hey.
Down to brass tacks. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Hello, Mr. Vicar.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm getting late. Hello, Lolita.
Hey, Lolita.
A quick suggestion. For school, maybe you can ponder on it next time you come back. You can give me an answer. But what do you think about keeping our three colleges, Harrison College, Queen's College, Community College, right? And designating all the other schools as high schools. And having a system where the ones who are more or fit towards math and English and all that, they will have their work to do. But the others who are not, you can concentrate on the English and math for them, which is necessary. And those who are very highly skilled with their hands and things, specialist teachers will use to further these persons, rather than having our children lingering in the stairwells and smoking, because that's what's happening. They are smoking in the stairwells, and when...
Smoking? Smoking what?
You don't know.
I don't know. Tell me, enlighten me, what is smoking?
You don't know.
Bears in the hedges?
And listen to me, Peter. When people are like that, they would get angry, they would get frustrated, they feel like they don't belong. Yeah. Let me tell you, I don't know if you realize it, but from the time some of the children, or most of them, do not pass what we call higher school in bracket, they start to give up.
All right. Ma'am.
And I think we should have a designated, we should not be just pairing off everybody that has a certain inclination towards higher learning into three schools. Or four or five specific schools, and leaving our other children that have real good talent to linger, to languish. I think we need to utilize our talent. There's a technical age, and we need to push those who are technical into that. All right,
Mom, there are a couple of things that are wrong with what you said. And let's start at the beginning. This is always a good place to start, where you suggested that we have colleges, community, Harrison's and Queens. You do appreciate that advanced levels are now offered at Alexandra Foundation, St. Michael's. There's a large school. I think Ellerslie is probably next in line.
But Peter, those are children that are already ahead of...
I know, but ma'am, but just listen to me a minute, because I listen to you. And I'm saying that the idea of saying they're five or six is it's more than that. But the other bigger issue is that you said if you're inclined towards English and maths, and if you're not, then let you do something else, like technical schools.
No, always give them English and
maths. Right, no. But ma'am, my point is that I think it's a bit more diverse than that. There is no magic to this perception that the English, maths, and science subjects are the pinnacle of education, and people who are inclined towards those should go to a college and everybody else should go elsewhere. The community college offers engineering courses. The community college offers arts courses. They offer languages. They offer several things. They even offer fine arts. So the point I'm making to you, ma'am, is that if you're going to develop a college, that college can speak to all different types of abilities. And I think what Marcia and myself were speaking about is the idea of having schooling that reflects all different types of abilities. Educators call it multiple intelligences, where a child can be intelligent in one way or another. And there's no reason to assume that because a child is scientifically intelligent, that that child is better than a child who is artistically intelligent, if you get my point. So while I appreciate what you're saying in theory, I'm saying in practice, we need to look wider than just saying, you know, it's a question of English maths or everything else.
Peter?
Yes, ma'am.
You know that some of our kids who are not affiliated with higher subjects can't even get into.
Yeah, but you keep saying higher subjects, ma'am, but I'm talking about...
Like, I mean, like, scientific... Like,
ma'am, I know, but I'm saying the language you're using is offensive. There's no such thing as a higher and lower subject.
Okay?
There are different types of subjects. There's no higher and no lower. All right?
But you know how difficult it is for the children to get into polytechnic now?
I know how difficult it is to get into the polytechnic, and I'm saying that we have to look at places in the polytechnic. We also have to look at places for students whose whose ability is in music, whose ability may very well be in sports, whose ability may be in dance. We have made some progress in that regard, but I think we still have a long way to go. Where a child who is artistically inclined, who can dance, who that's their strength, where does that child go? Where does that child go for high school? Where does that child go after high school? These are the kinds of questions that I'm putting on the table.
We got to start somewhere. Because what is happening now needs tackling. And to me, every year, common entrance and the same thing over and over and over, and nothing is being done.
And I agree with you on that.
You only get an answer when you get start a solution, and you would get, as we go on, we would know what to do. But if nothing is being done, it is the same thing 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Well, what I always say when that question comes up is that it is not as though there haven't been any options, because we had a National Commission on Education recently in which several solutions were put forward. The commissioners themselves came up with a conclusion that was put on the table that has been ignored. Before that and since that, there have been suggestions about what needs to be done. The last major change we had to the system was back in the 1990s when Mia Motley was Minister of Education and she introduced this partial zoning. But since that, we have not had any fundamental change to the system. The Minister of Education recently, Mr. Ronald Jones, said what we need to have is more testing at different levels in the system. I fundamentally disagree. I think what we really do need to have is options and opportunities created for some of the same types of students that you are talking about. I think the challenge I was having, ma'am, in the conversation was that you were using a gradation, a higher and lower, which I am uncomfortable with. But I think that you are on the right track regarding the general idea of where you want to go with an educational system that understands that no child is good for nothing and tries to identify the talents of the individual and seeks to exploit those talents in the best interest of the child's development. That's what we're really looking at. But we're going to have to run, ma'am. We are entirely out of time. It's 1 o'clock and it's time for us to strike up the band, as Doug Hoyt would say, and go home for another week. This has been a fairly good and hectic program, and I enjoyed having conversations with you over the last 3 hours. And I do hope that you have a great weekend when that comes, and you take care of yourself. Special thanks to the producer this morning, Mr. Dennis Johnson. I wish you all the best and look forward to seeing you next Tuesday on Down to Brass Tacks.